Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Not even a smidgen of corruption, I would say.
Yes, that's the sound of rock cracking, and yes, as Ronald Reagan might say, there he goes again. This man, our commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, he cannot tell the truth. It's a lie, and we got proof right here on today's show. We're going to show you proof the president is lying again. America, wake up. Wake up to the lies. The truth is not being told from the White House. We have the proof on today's show. Not only that, we have something that you want to hear. When will the conservatives and the liberals get together and do something good for America? We're going to let you listen to something going on today's show that you won't believe. It's U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, and she's a liberal. Anybody that knows Representative Lee knows that she's very much a liberal in the Congressional Black Caucus. And she teams up with guess who? Not a moderate. No, we're talking about new United States Senator Ted Cruz, the darling of the Tea Party. Well, guess what? They team up and do something good for America. We're going to play that clip of what they are doing, working together. You want to hear that on today's show. We will also have an update on the Uncaring, Unaffordable Act at the end of the show. So don't miss it. Get in tune for some good rock-splitting politics right here on webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. You are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and we are so glad you're listening to us. We have new listeners. You keep emailing us, letting us know where you're listening from. And all across America, we're growing because we're getting the word out, telling you stories you won't hear anywhere else. And you will hear things here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics that you won't hear anywhere else. And that's why we continue to grow. We thank you for sharing this show and linking it to your friends and neighbors. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page. Go there, like us, and we'll keep giving you new stories. Like I said, during the week, we'll put some stories up there. We don't have time to cover everything on this show every week, but we do have time to show you some things that you need to know about during the week right there on our Facebook page. So be sure to go there. Now, let's get right into today's show. Let me set up this first part. When I told you that there's something going on when a conservative and a liberal come together and do something good for America. Well, we're about to show you that clip with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee and U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. But just before we do, I want to set up when I talked about our president told us there wasn't a smidgen, not even a smidgen of the corruption from the IRS. Well, we have proof, not only proof, we're going to play some things from a congressional testimony recently where there's a citizen, a United States citizen, just has been abused by this big government. And we're going to let her tell some of her testimony, share that with you. I'll link that with you. And then also, we are going to go back because our proof, we broke the story a couple years ago on this show. And we're going to have, again, the National Organization for Marriage, Brian Brown, the president of that organization now. We're going to replay his interview that we did with him, an exclusive we did last month. But it just, the president tells the whole country and the world there's not a smidgen of corruption from the IRS. And it's still being, there's still an investigation by the Justice Department. Can they, somehow, it seems like it's upsetting the whole Justice Department when the President of the United States says there's nothing there, and there's still an ongoing investigation. Well, we're going to get into that and play these clips and let you hear people say it for themselves. Doc Holliday will give you some great commentary. But first, we're going to listen from the Love Fest, when a conservative and liberal get together and do something good for America and push something that's good. It's time for what? It's time to hear a liberal and conservative pushing for a school choice right in Texas. Take a listen to the Love Fest.
If one child in America is not given the right to an education, a quality education, to choose public or private or charter, that's an injustice, and I'm going to fight that injustice.
What do we want? And when do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it?
I think the movement is building. In my view, school choice is the civil rights issue of the 21st century. And one of the great strengths of the movement is that it's no longer theoretical. We are seeing school choice programs bloom all over the country.
I was admitted into my dream school, Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania, and I'll be going there this fall. And I would not be able to say that if I had not attended Westchester Academy for International Studies, if I had not had choices.
Now we see that choice works, that it's the most effective engine for improving the quality of education, for giving kids who are trapped opportunity for a better education.
Now that clip began with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee as she was motivating a crowd to get behind school choice. And that's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, a very liberal Democrat. And guess who? Then there was the voice of United States Senator Ted Cruz, the new conservative Tea Party darling in the United States Congress. And guess what? They're working together and talking about in Texas getting school choice into more districts where people will have a choice for an education, especially the low-income poor will have a choice to go to schools that the middle income and those in the higher income have been able to give their children for years and decades. So what is it? Jackson, Representative Jackson Lee said it's an injustice when children don't have the choice. Wow, well, they have got a love fest going on as far as finding something they can both get behind and do something good for the children of America. Let's listen a little more, as if you don't understand school choice, listen a little more, because it's very important to see the conservatives and liberals coming together for our children. I want you to understand this. Right here on Rock Split and Politics, we cover so many things and a lot from a conservative view. But I do want you to understand, for the good of our children, it is great to see some politicians coming together and saying this is what's best for our children. It'll be what's best for our country. Listen a little more about this and school choice to help better educate you if you don't understand what school choice is.
I started off in a private school that was religious. I moved on to a public district school. I then went to a charter school. I even was homeschooled. And my parents knew the importance of choosing the education that was just right for me.
Now listen to U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. This is her voice. She's about to tell you how she feels about school choice. Listen to this.
I don't want to see less magnet. I want to see more. And I want to make sure that if there's a magnet school in your neighborhood, like Baylor Medical Middle School, that the neighborhood children can go to the magnet school as well, or the local charter school, or the public school that they want to go to.
After hearing that, now listen to Senator Ted Cruz as he explains what the past has been and what the future should be if people can agree on school choice being great for our children.
The Democrats, a great many of them, are almost unalterably opposed to school choice programs because the teachers' unions are opposed to them. On the Republican side, unfortunately, there's far too much apathy. You have a dynamic where the two parties, neither one of which is stepping up in a big way to champion choice. So how do you break through that? If you look at the communities in which school choice programs have been adopted, there's a unifying principle, which is you have leaders who step forward and are willing to risk everything, are willing to be voted out of office over expanding hope and opportunity to kids who are struggling and trapped in failing schools.
Every child in America deserves a fair chance at a quality education.
Republicans should be going into minority neighborhoods and saying, we are fighting for your children to give your kids a better hope, a better opportunity, because every one of your kids deserves a fair shot at the American dream. And you know what? I'd be thrilled if Democrats came into those districts and did the exact same thing.
Did you hear Ted Cruz saying Republicans should be going into minority districts, minority areas where Democrats usually rule 90% or higher when it comes to election? But he's saying Republicans should go in and talk about school choice and push what's best for the children. And guess what? After you hear that from Ted Cruz, take a listen again to what Representative Sheila Jackson Lee says.
I celebrate the choice that allows people to move around, but I also celebrate the choice of allowing people to go to a good and solid, excellent school in their area.
Just dumping money in the school districts doesn't work. Many of the school districts that are struggling the most have had a bunch of money dumped in them, but if the kids don't have the ability to choose, if the kids don't have the ability to bring competition to bear, quality predictably remains very poor. The outcomes remain poor. We need to empower kids and parents. I'm convinced of one thing, which is parents love their children a heck of a lot more than the government does. What school choice is all about is giving low-income kids the same choice, the same opportunity the rich and middle class have always had. Every kid in this country, no matter their circumstances, no matter their family background, if given a fair chance at an education, can achieve something extraordinary.
Could school choice be what brings us together as a country, saying let's work together for our children, for the schools, for teachers everywhere, for education, not just public education? Education means education. If it's public, private, charter, it's all these things wrapped up in what we call school choice. For the children and the parents to decide which school they think's best for their child and to get that child into that school where they can thrive when they find the conditions that are right for their environment and what they want to pursue, what turns them on, what rocks their boat, what gets them excited about education, what is more important. I've said it on this show before. What is more important, having the very best teacher in the room or having a desire for education, a desire for knowledge? Give that child desire for knowledge. And like Abraham Lincoln took those books and read by candlelight and tried to work on his reading when he didn't even have a teacher, but he had a desire to learn. And that's what America is missing right now. The desire to learn. If it's Edison trying to put together a light bulb, or if it's Alexander Graham Bell trying to put together the telegraph, or bring it up to if it's Jobs, if it's Steve Jobs working in his garage trying to put together a computer, or if it's a young Bill Gates saying he has software to make a computer work better. Why can't we get children into schools that they want to be in? We can do it when we work together. I think that Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Sheila Jackson Lee have put together something that is remarkable, and we should see more of it. Do you see it on the news? No, because I think the mainstream media loves the teachers' unions, and they are opposed. They're afraid to scare the teachers' unions. Look what's happening in minority communities. They want school choice. Republicans, wake up. Put your ears open. Listen. Do what Ted Cruz says. Work with your fellow liberal Democrats, and let's get school choice, something we can agree on, to educate America, our young, and our everyone. Education is education. Don't divide it. Let's make it all happen and let people choose like a buffet what's best for them. Wow. I just love that story. How about you? Rock splitting politics. I told you, you hear things you're just not going to hear everywhere else. Did you know? Had you even heard about that story? Well, I hope America knows it now. And if you that got some friends that don't know about it, tell them to plug in to Rock Splitting Politics right here, webtalkradio.net. And in just a minute, we're going to get into what the president said when he told another big lie. We have the proof he told a lie, and you're going to hear it right here on this show. Most of you know it. Many of you heard things. You know the president's lying, but so many people still want to say, you know, our president just misspoke. Well, it's not misspeaking when you deliberately lie. And that's what our president did to us. And we're going to get to that story. Before we do, let me remind you, you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You'll hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. And it's more than just a show. We got a book. You can go to my website by pressing on the homepage button right there, and you can order the book, Rock Splitting Politics, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We'd be glad to send out some more books. We appreciate everyone who has ordered the book, and we got some more books there for conservatives, some good thought-provoking things that you can read about. And if you already have one, get one for your friend and neighbors or your liberal friends. But be sure to order from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I also want to remind you, as you listen to us here on webtalkradio.net, there are other great shows there. You can go there and you can find some other shows. Indeed, some of you are listening to my show because you first started listening to some more shows at webtalkradio.net. I have to tell you that it is an honor to come here every week and to present to you some stories you may not have heard, or some stories you may not have heard in the same way that we present them here on Rock Splitting Politics. And I am glad to know that we have listeners from all over the country. And we've told you before, we have some listeners outside of the country, around the world, because we're on the World Wide Web. And webtalkradio.net takes us some places we never would have gotten if it wasn't for our good friends there at webtalkradio.net. I do want to remind you, like I did on the first of the show, we do have a Facebook page that we're getting cranked up. Be sure to go there, like us, check it out. We will put some things up during the week we don't have time to do here on this show. But it's very important here. This is the election year, midterm elections 2014. We will have exciting news and updates as the elections come along. We've told you the Senate is very much in play. There are races shaping up. And we'll continue to shape up. We'll stay right on top of that. There are some House races. 6 months ago, people were saying, can Nancy Pelosi engineer a takeover of the House? Is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. There's a lot of things that have to fall in place. But what's happening now is the Senate is becoming in play. And even the Democrats are saying they got to work hard to keep the Senate and forget about trying to retake the House. So a lot of money is being raised. And it's right now, there is so much spin in the air, and there's a movement trying to get off the ground to say, let's get something changed in America. And a lot of things are going on in the Republican primaries, folks. There's a lot of tension, a lot of establishment, Tea Party type folks and patriot groups wanting to fight within the Republican Party to take control from the establishment and the Karl Roves. So we have a lot to cover here every week. We're going to cover it here unlike any other place. I'm telling you, it will be something that you'll hear here you won't hear anywhere else. Where else can you get Doc Holliday's commentary? Well, I'll tell you, it's time to hear our president when he said, not even a smidgen. Do you remember what he said? Let's listen to it one more time.
Not even a smidgen of corruption, Alex.
Okay.
Not even a smidgen of corruption, Alex.
Okay.
Not even a smidgen of corruption, Alex.
Okay.
Now, where did that come from? For those who don't know, just before the Super Bowl, when millions, tens of millions of listeners or viewers watching, Fox News had their one of their superstars, Bill O'Reilly, had 10 minutes to interview the president. Now, the White House knew there's not much you can do in 10 minutes. You can keep the president keeps spinning, and they can lie. What they want to do is let the White House wanted the president to come out and say there's no corruption, and that's the truth. Now move on. And that's what he tried to do. But can you move on? Well, let's just listen to the interview. It'll take just a minute. Let me let you hear the part of the interview we're talking about, and then we got some commentary, and we're going to hear what the White House had to say, and then you'll hear what Doc Holliday has to say.
Shulman, former IRS chief, he was cleared into the White House 157 times, more than any of your cabinet members, more than any other IRS guy in the history by far. Okay, why was Douglas Shulman here 157 times? Why?
Mr. Shulman, as the head of the IRS, is constantly coming in because at the time we were trying to set up the healthcare.gov. And the
what
IRS,
did he have to do with that?
The IRS is involved in making sure that that works as part of the overall healthcare team.
So it was all healthcare?
Number two, we've also got the IRS involved when it comes to some of the financial reforms to make sure that we don't have taxpayer-funded bailouts in the future. So you had all these different agendas in which the head of the IRS is naturally involved.
Did you speak to him a lot yourself?
I do not recall meeting with him in any of these meetings that are pretty routine meetings.
Okay, so you don't recall seeing Shulman, because what some people are saying is that the IRS was used at a local level in Cincinnati, maybe other places, to
absolutely
go after.
Wrong.
How do you know that? Because we still don't know what happened there.
Well, we do. That's not what happened. Folks have, again, had multiple hearings on this. I mean, these kinds of things keep on surfacing, in part because you and your TV station will promote them.
But when folks actually are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law.
Now, I just have to break in here. You hear the president pushing and cutting Bill O'Reilly off. And Bill O'Reilly's a tough interviewer. And yet the president saying, it's your television station feeding all this stuff, and there's no corruption. And the president is putting his agenda out. The White House knew exactly what they wanted. They wanted to shore up their base and let people say, yes, the president's right. You tell them, you knock old Bill O'Reilly down. And I'm telling you this much right here. The president has really lost his credibility with not only his opponents, but now the base has got to say that we've got nothing to stand on. Well, go ahead. Let's let Bill O'Reilly and the president duke it on out here, and then we will show you the proof that the smidgen is a lie.
That people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says,
so you're saying
if you were involved,
no corruption there at all. No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's actually
But I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded
out of a local
no mass
office.
Corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay.
Not even a smidgen of corruption, Mr. President. Not even a smidgen. Well, I have got to replay what I talked with Brian Brown about last month. I got him in an exclusive interview just for Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I was in San Diego, California at a meeting, and I asked Brian Brown what the IRS did. What did they know? And why do they think the IRS is corrupt? And the president says there's not a smidgen. Re-listen to what we played last month, but this is Brian Brown, president of the National Organization for Marriage, a conservative group targeted by the IRS. Got Brian Brown here. Brian, tell us about your lawsuit against the IRS.
Well, it involves the fact that the IRS released a number of our donor names on our 990, which is confidential. You give the IRS the names of your donors over $10,000, but they don't make them public. It's the same for every 501c3, c4 organization other than churches. But we found out about a year ago that someone had released that from the IRS, and it had the stamp, the internal stamp from the IRS. So there were hearings, senators, including Mitch McConnell, Orrin Hatch, Mike Lee, congressmen like Daryl Issa had hearings on this, and basically the IRS wouldn't give them any information. So we filed a lawsuit because it means that we were targeted. The information was given to an organization that supports same-sex marriage. They're the ones who made it public. The head of that organization sat on President Obama's re-election committee. So this is like Soviet-style political targeting. You know, we're going to hurt you. We're going to get your donors out there. And the reason it's harmful is because everyone knows after Proposition 8, so many donors that supported traditional marriage were targeted for intimidation by the other side. And so now we filed the lawsuit. I'm very confident we will end up winning that lawsuit. It's very rare to win a lawsuit against the U.S. government, but in this case, the government has already conceded that it did something wrong. So it's a question of getting to the bottom of who knew, when did they know, and how high up the chain of command did this go? Because it's just unacceptable in this country to target people's ability to speak freely and to associate. So that's what we're fighting for.
Not a smidgen of corruption, Mr. President. Not a smidgen of corruption. Go ask Brian Brown and the National Organization of Marriage. Go ask the IRS why they're being sued. And they're not only being sued by Brian Brown and the National Organization for Marriage, which they rightly should, and I hope all these things will come out in a court of law. But not only that, listen to this recent testimony. Listen, I'm going to play the opening, and I'll play a little bit in the middle, and I'm going to give you a link to this testimony that you should, everybody, every American should hear. And let's play this.
My name is Catherine Engelbrecht, and I'm the chairwoman of True the Vote, a nonprofit election integrity organization, the founder of King Street Patriots, a citizen-led liberty group, and president of Engelbrecht Manufacturing. Thank you for this opportunity to share my story with you today, though at the outset, it must be said that it is a story with a central theme that is shared by countless thousands of other Americans who have not yet been heard from, though I pray that they will be. It must be made publicly known that across this country, citizens just like me are being targeted by an administration willing to take any action necessary to silence opposition. I am an average American who, prior to 2009, had never been active in the processes of government. But after volunteering to work in the polls in Texas in the 2009 elections, I saw fundamental procedural problems that I felt couldn't go unaddressed. So I started True the Vote, an organization that grew into a national movement to ensure that every American voter has an opportunity to participate in elections that are free and fair. My life before I got involved and spoke out for good government stands in stark contrast to the life I now lead.
And Ms. Engelbrecht went ahead and she told why and how the government came after her from OSHA, from the ATF, from IRS, and they made her life miserable. But she is a determined American, and you owe it to yourself and your children to go listen to her testimony. I have a link to it right there on our homepage on this show. Go to that link and hear it. But I want you to hear this. She spoke about 7 minutes, and I'm going to let you hear one more minute, and then we got to end up the show, and we'll get to this week's Unaffordable Uncaring Act update. But take a listen to this. It just hits you right in the gut what our government is doing to everyday Americans wanting to practice their God-given, constitutional, guaranteed rights. Take a listen.
I come before you today, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Americans just like me, asking for a solution to end this ugly chapter of political intimidation. There was a time when people of goodwill were encouraged to participate in the processes of government, not targeted because of it. I applaud your request of the Internal Revenue Service to withdraw a proposed regulation limiting political speech by nonprofit organizations. That action should be taken quickly and without fail, because if it is not, it will effectively codify into law the very thing that brings me here today. If those regulations pass, nonprofit organizations across the country will be destroyed. No American, regardless of their political affiliation, should support the silencing of political speech. Beyond ending the proposed IRS regulations, I ask you, I implore you, as representatives to the people of this great nation, to pass a law that protects all citizens of this country from the increasing use of such abusive practices.
Wow. And that was Ms. Engelbrecht. Why do we need a law to protect our constitutional rights as free Americans. Something's wrong in America. America is dying. We are dying a death of freedom. Freedom is losing. Please get involved. This political process is begging for you. And that's why I'm calling right here from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics as I speak. I'm calling for you to get into action. Get behind these people whose rights are being abused. I don't care if they're conservative, moderate, or liberal. We have a right to free speech in America. And when it's being abused by big government, IRS, ATF, FBI, I don't care if you don't have a smoking gun going to the White House. It is wrong to intimidate free speech right here in America. Please help us. Help us as we here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics push for the movement to bring America together, to say we will protect the rights of free speech. Rather be religious, rather be political, you have the right to free speech, and we need it, and we need to exercise it without the threat of our government going to our businesses, going into our personal lives, going into what we want to be. Now, it is time for this week's update on the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. So much we could tell you just right off the bat. One, two, three. The CBO came out, Congressional Budget Office, saying it will kill over 2 million jobs. Whoa, what did Nancy Pelosi say? Pass this bill, we'll find out what's in it, we'll have 4 million jobs. Well, CBO doesn't agree with you, Ms. Pelosi. You lied to us, and you knew you were lying. And now, another thing is they found out that it will cause people to want to work less. They'll get more subsidies for less work. So why work harder if you'll get more subsidies? This disincentive to work is built into the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. Now, one last thing, and we'll finish the show for this week, is they came out with the security. America's Homeland Security is warning that the healthcare.gov website was helped put together. The code was written by contractors from Belarus, and the country that used to be part of the Soviet Union, that's highly controlled by Russia. And they helped put together healthcare.gov, the United States healthcare website. And in the past, that's the reason the security warning was given, because these government contractors from Belarus, they have caused hacking and given open up websites to secrets, to all kind of things. And that is what is a ticking time bomb. You heard it right here, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We have so much loading up for the next show. Go to our Facebook page, and we will get on with it next week. Don't forget, the president has lied to us once again, and we have the proof here. If people don't believe you, tell them to go to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to Brian Brown tell you exactly the corruption going on in the IRS. Unbelievable. Believe it, because you're listening to it right here. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.